Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. This is Reagan, aka the Man Hater.
And I am Chesco, aka Mr. Pick Me.
It was very close. It was very close to right.
I was trying
Did
so
you say Pick'ems? Is that what you wanted to say?
I was gonna say Mr. Pick'ems, but I said Mr. Pick Me.
It's pretty sad that now I know what your mess up was going to be.
You predicted it.
Friends, today's episode is going to be different. We are actually ahead. We usually record a week ahead of time and then have one waiting. But this is recorded actually this week because Chesco and I decided that we wanted to talk about what's going on right now. It feels disingenuous and honestly, it feels, I don't know, almost unethical from my perspective to not talk about what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, it's if you're not using your platform to say something, then I think at this point you're serving the horrible things that are going on right now.
Fascism, literal fascism. We just want to share our thoughts. I don't think either of us is going to say anything perfectly, but we would love to just have this time to talk about it and what we're thinking and how we're moving through it because we're all having to watch atrocities and murders and listen to lies from our government. Like all of it, well, you know, it's been going on. Right now, it's at an all-time high, and I feel like it's good for you to at least know where we are, how what we believe, and that we are with you trying to deal with what's happening right now.
Yeah. And it's obviously we're all processing together, I think, in real time and seeing everything happen, and it's seeing everything get worse and worse. And it's a terrifying time right now to exist in America. And so we love you all. And I laugh, by the way, when I am uncomfortable and when I'm like, how I process even terrible tragedies. That's kind of how I do things. So I'm not going to force us to not be silly at all as we talk today. But that's kind of where we are. Do we play the theme song today?
I don't even, I think maybe not. I don't know that the Bad Advice theme song feels like a fair idea. You know what we could start with? How about the fuck that Don Lemon just got taken into custody? That's fucking nuts.
It is absolutely terrifying. And it's, I mean, that's, so you can say that about everything. There's so many things like, this should be the thing that everybody rallies against. This should be the thing that, but in every day it's a new, this should be the thing that we talk about. But that is, Even with everything going on, this one shocked me as much as anything else, because like that's like what the fuck is happening?
Right? So like this is allegedly I don't know what they took him for. I don't know if they were saying it's for questioning. I know he's in custody, but it is in relation to the protest. So there was a protest that happened within a church because wasn't it the pastor?
I don't know one the specifics about that one. Yeah.
I think it was a pastor, but one of the higher ups within the church is involved with ICE and works for ICE.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It was one of the, that's right.
And so the protest was happening in the church because of that. Now, Don Lemon was not a part of the protest. In fact, if you look at the footage, if you look at his footage, he says over and over and over, I'm not with them. I'm with the news. I'm reporting. It is very clear he is documenting what's happening. And he interviewed all parties. I saw him interviewing a different pastor. Like he was, it's not like he was only showing one side. It doesn't even matter. It does not even matter. The point of it is he was a member of the press recording. Jessica's typing away to figure out the details.
I'm looking at it. Yeah.
Was it a pastor? And despite that, that's why they took him. I don't even know what the hell they're going to say he did.
Well, they're using, which this is the most insidious part. They're using the FACE Act, I think, which was made to the to stop protesters from harming people who were going into abortion clinics, or to stop protesters from going into abortion clinics?
No, they're not.
That's
they're
my understanding. I think that's what they're trying to use to apply and charge against him and the other people that went into the church for it. As they're like, which is so fucked up. Like, it's such a
What were they doing?
No, but that's all. They're trying to say that applies to them entering the church. That was
they're
what I heard.
They're obstructing entrance to the church.
The FACE Act was also stopped people from going into abortion clinics to protest, and so they're saying that this applies also to because at the time when the FACE Act, please everyone, I'm talking off the cuff here. This is not my normal researched video that I would make. So if I'm wrong on any of these details, Google it, figure it out. You know, learn it yourself. My understanding at the time is they threw in churches into the FACE Act as a way to like appease the conservatives at the time to get them to vote for the original act. And so now they're using it. What the law was not intended for what is now being trying to be applied for. And even if it was intended, which is not, Don Lemon was not part of their protest.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the issue, is like the fact that they're using it for a member of the media filming this thing happening is absolutely absurd. That it's the most egregious violation of the First Amendment from an administration that has continually egregiously violated the First Amendment.
Well, okay, here's where I'm acting like every fucking thing that has happened with ICE has not enraged me and made me want to freak the fuck out. But, excuse my language, but this is
and
what
Georgia
kills
Fort
me.
Was also arrested, by the way, too. I don't want to skim over her
Who
name.
Else
she was another Georgia Fort. She was another journalist, too. So it was Don Lemon and they were both arrested for this.
So
I just want to make sure we don't skip over her.
Appreciated. Mm-hmm. What has the fucking alt-right and the right in general always preached? They have preached the amendments for the reasons for why they do what they do. When they say something fucking horrific, when they say something transphobic, homophobic, whatever, they'll scream First Amendment. When a school shooting happens and everybody wants, you know, there to be a change with gun restriction or gun control or something to prevent, you know, AR-15s being passed around so willingly, like access being so easy for people. What do they say? The Second Amendment, right? No, that's my right to bear arms. Don't touch it. Don't talk. Like, how dare you? And now, like, so we have Don Lemon, who it's always been about the First Amendment. Until it's not. And then we have Alex Pretty, who they are saying the justification for his murder was the fact that he had a legal conceal and carry weapon, which in many videos, it appears was already taken away from him prior to the shooting. But now we're saying the Second Amendment? Are you fucking kidding me?
They did the same thing when Philando Castile was murdered.
Oh, literally the exact same thing.
They did the exact same thing. It was like all of a sudden, all of the rhetoric about being a legal gun owner, about having, and they all did everything the right way, that went out the window. Why did they even have one? There's literally no back button. I mean, it's the same reason why every piece of gun legislation historically has usually been because black people were getting guns, or because it was non-white people were arming themselves. I think California's gun laws went into effect because the Black Panther Party was following cops with guns, and so all of a sudden now gun control became forced. So as much as I'm in favor of gun control, we have to acknowledge the history about where it comes from and why, and it's always been because we don't actually believe in gun control. We believe in white people having guns, white conservatives having guns.
I just saw an interview with, I think, Jolly Good Ginger is his name, and Don Lemon. And Jolly Good Ginger said that exact same thing, which was like, actually, this is exactly what they've always been doing, which is that, no, you can't have a gun. Anyone against me, black and brown people don't get a gun. Anyone that who doesn't align with my views doesn't get a gun. It has always been the guns on our side. And I think that's such a valid point. And he brought up with Castile's case, for example, Mm-hmm. Same exact thing. He said like, oh, these factors, you know, the fact that he had a legal concealed carry. I think Philando even mentioned, I have a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like all of these things that are done right. All of a sudden we are retracting everything we've ever said about the Second Amendment. And now it's a reason that we can kill people. It's like, yeah, because it was always about that group having power, which is usually like the white elitist or right. Mm-hmm. Like that's who gets to have guns. And so mm-hmm. this isn't a shift for them. Cause you know, that was my whole thing is like, what the hell? This is the opposite mm-hmm. of everything you've ever said. And you know, it's a sobering to have people come out and say, no, historically speaking, it's mm-hmm. about limiting access to their quote unquote enemy, the people they don't like, which again is often black and brown people. Mm-hmm. And now anybody going against this fascist regime.
Mm-hmm.
Watching people tie themselves into pretzels to justify executions that are happening on the street in broad daylight. Even the NRA has come out against mm-hmm. the actions taken, the murder of Alex Pretty. Like,
although they have very, said, very milk toast response to it, sure, considering sure, but
I,
all
I
things,
just yeah. mean it, yeah. when the NRA is yeah. going against you,
yeah,
your choice. Like, that's especially because of the amount of money mm-hmm. that goes between, you know, them and mm-hmm. these politicians. So mm-hmm. if they're coming out.
Well, the fact that the president and like all of them, their rhetoric was just like, you shouldn't. Why are you even holding a gun? Why would anybody have a gun on them? Why would anybody carry a gun? Like they were and everyone and you know, all these conservatives who were probably holding their guns.
Right.
While they're listening, being like, yeah, I don't understand why anybody would bring anything. Now, let me click on over and watch this interview with Kyle Rittenhouse, who right. I defended beyond all measure, who and watch all these other fucking you know, January 6th, where you had people that were, you know, obviously brandishing weapons there. Any of those times they saw the reasoning behind that one, but this one, no.
It's very interesting because mm-hmm. I wish I could remember the person's name, but I saw someone online talking about the fact mm-hmm. that like facts do not matter anymore, because it's mm-hmm. like you should be able to see that, okay, so I believe this. Mm-hmm. I believe what I like to say, somebody believes ICE is in the right.
Right.
But you just saw them execute a citizen. You just mm-hmm. saw Jonathan Ross shoot Renee Good in the head and mm-hmm. then call her a fucking bitch
mm-hmm.
as her unconscious or nearly dead body drove off in her car.
Mm-hmm.
Most like people, if they are thinking logically, would say, oh, this doesn't match that. This mm-hmm. is outside of what I believe to be true. I need to adjust. But it is a cult of belief. And like, it's also these people have become their views. And mm-hmm. so if they are to have to say, oh shit, ICE isn't good. ICE is doing bad things. President Trump is doing bad things. You know, I have voted into power someone who is like doing all these horrible, atrocious things against mm-hmm. people's human rights. Then they have to look at themselves and say, oh, I have fucked up as well. I personally, mm-hmm. like it shakes them to the core. And therefore, mm-hmm. they just completely go further into delusion mm-hmm. rather than break themselves down and have to start over. They're like, nope, I'm just going to ignore everything I see. I'm going to close my eyes and my ears and keep on moving.
Well, and then they also, like, there's that video that's come out of Alex Pretty kicking the mm-hmm. light in the back of the mm-hmm. car. And like I don't know why conservatives were posting that, because that does not make anything better for right. them. Like for several, one, I don't give a fuck. Like that's not a punishable by death. That has nothing to do with anything.
Right.
Like that is literally, what did they expect us to be like? Oh, well, okay. Now I get it. Okay.
Now he should die because he kicked.
If anything though, it feels like that was a premeditated murder now.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? That when I saw that, I was like, holy shit, that makes it 100 times worse for ICE, right? Because they've talked about filming people and putting their names in. We know who you are. We have a list of people like you. We have all the shit that they're saying. Like, that video made me that was the moment I was like, oh my God, this wasn't a heat of the moment, horribly trained fascist asshole that did this. This was them like thinking, oh shit, here's our opportunity to punish this asshole that we don't like. I don't know. And like, this is all alleged. I want to be very legally, if we're going to put this on the air, I don't want to make it sound like I am making these accusations, but as someone watching this, that's what it felt like seeing that the video footage of him kicking that headlight or the taillight did not exonerate them. If anything, it made it feel so much worse.
Well, that's something that's interesting, is that this is like the second time where they've leaked or put out footage that is allegedly supposed to prove something for them that, if anything, in my opinion, makes them look worse. Like, we only have the footage from Jonathan Ross's camera because it was released. And it was interesting because so many of us were like, why would you think this makes you look better? Mm-hmm. And I saw someone break it down and say that, like, because for someone with the mentality, the justification was how he was spoken to. Mm-hmm. That justified it. The fact that Renee Good's wife, that the way Renee Good's wife spoke to that cop was supposed to be justification, the quote unquote disrespect. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's what you think. Because what else did it show us other than that was the only part to me that we hadn't seen? Because we had seen everything else. So to me, it's like, do you think that that is justification? That that you're spoken to in a way you don't like? Someone's using their First Amendment right to speak to you. And then that means you have the right to execute their partner? Because what else do you take from that?
That's what I'm saying. They do it, though, all the time. When George Floyd was murdered, they're like, immediately, it was this, let's tell you how bad he was. That's all these things. When Trayvon Martin was murdered, they said that. They even tried doing it at one point. I remember with Tamir Rice, who was a fucking little boy. They immediately are like, we have to try to find some reason to justify why this death was okay, why this murder was okay, why this execution was okay. And we've seen it happening for years. The sad reality is the reason why people are getting more upset right now is because when you talk about white supremacy in this country, it's like, oh, these are good white people getting killed now too. Right. And that's not saying there is horrific tragedy of them being killed, but the reality is this has been happening.
Right.
You know, people have been shouting about, unjust murders for years, right? And now it's all of a sudden, if that's what it takes to get people to be angry about this shit, but it's when the safety that we are afforded them in America as white-looking people, right, as white-presenting individuals, or just white people in general, right, is all of a sudden that's shattered, right? You saw a similar thing even in a different way after, and unfortunately when that happens, it's unpredictable what can happen. You know, how are people going to react to that? Hopefully it ends up being that people actually do something, that people aren't just sitting silently at home and hearing their racist relatives talking about things without challenging them. And say, if that even, because there are people that can be changed. You hear people daily that are like, fuck, I was wrong, right? And I do think there's more people don't realize that the people that still support it are loud, but the majority by a large margin is not okay with this, right? What they're seeing right now. That needs to be said. Even if there are, you disagree with people on a lot of things, we at this point, it's like, whatever, join our side for the time being. We'll deal with the repercussions when it comes, the time comes for that. But if this is what it takes for you to see the injustices that people have been screaming about for as long as I've, been an adult, longer than that, but like as long as I became politically aware, then by all means join on board. Let's get some shit done. Let's get some shit fixed. Because if it's not already too late, and I'm hoping it's not.
If anything, I feel like this is one of the most defining times for if you've got any humanity left. If there's any part in you that says, I don't, maybe you liked his charisma. Maybe you were someone who was, you know, had a hard life and liked that he appealed to that. I don't know. I don't know who is still backing him. And for some reason that allowed you to ignore his racism, ignore his class or whatever. But if there's like that part of you that says, you know what? No, I don't want my neighbors taken away in unmarked cars. I don't want people executed in the streets. I don't want, you know, because it's against their own ideas. It's two, like, well, three citizens. I mean, in recent history. There's more
than that. I mean, yeah, Keith Porter was also murdered. But,
Keith Porter, yeah, exactly. But it's like,
which is important. I don't think his name is brought up. It's because there's no video of Keith, and I think that's why people need that.
Keith Porter, you know, added. It's like those are citizens. One is seemingly being punished for the First Amendment, in my opinion, in the fact that they didn't like what Renee Good's wife said. The fact that the last fucking thing that we know she said to him was basically, "I'm not mad at you," is fucking brutal and heart-wrenching and horrifying that she was trying to appease this man or comfort him. And the last thing we know he said to her was fucking bitch. Anyways, but point being, seems like there's some First Amendment issues and then the Second Amendment issues, right? Where he had a license to steal carry. It's like, these are your ideas. You said that these were all criminals. We have proof that's not the case. We have proof that these are citizens. You know, there's so much proof that what they're saying and what they're doing are inconsistent. And so it's like, we got, like, if ever there was a time for people to really recognize, hey, this is fucked up, like, now is the time to do it. And like, God, I it's one of those things where it's like, I will never look the same ever again. There's nobody in my immediate life, but you see online, like, I cried one day because this was like shortly after Renee Good, so I guess I'd already been crying, but it was, people were already making memes and putting them underneath videos of her death, like mocking her. And I'm like, we have gone so far. We have lost sight of us as human beings, as people, that this is fucking real. This is happening. This isn't a video, just a video on your screen. People are dying. And you're making shitty ass funny memes about it. Like, it's crazy.
I think one of the hardest parts about, honestly, about the past, like, what, 10 years now, has been, because I always disagreed with people, but I always, at my core, I felt like most people were still good people. You know, I still felt like, you know, with a nut, with the right persuasion, with the right conversations, with the right, if I could just sit down with you and just have a conversation with you, then, you know, we could find that common ground, and you could, and eventually I could pull you over, right, to my, because I'd done it before. I had family members, I had acquaintances where I was able to slowly, with enough evidence, kind of pull them over to the side. But the coming to the realization that there are a lot of people that are just like genuinely evil, like they're just bad. Bad people that are like, it's kind of scary. And maybe it's my privilege showing that I hadn't come to that realization, before this, but, it is a very, just numbing feeling in so many ways of just like, there's more bad people than I thought, you know, there's more like genuinely salvageable people than I realized, and that's been a process, obviously, for a long time that has created this problem. But it's a bigger number than I ever would have expected, because everything we've been seeing, that should have been enough. We shouldn't be questioning this stuff right now.
I totally agree. But it's definitely privilege. I'm sure both of us have immense privilege. In a lot of, I mean, you're white passing at the very least.
Right.
I'm
a big white guy. Regardless of me being Latino, the reality is my lived experiences as a white man.
Yeah. And I mean, I certainly, like, being gay, like, I had seen the compartmentalization that mm-hmm. goes on with people where they genuinely think they're good people, like genuinely. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, they'll go to church and they'll love their neighbor and they'll do a charity drive. And then they'll say fucking horrible things about gay mm-hmm. people and want them to die. Mm-hmm. Like, and so I have seen I have seen how they're able to like live in different worlds. But I also think, you know, in the past decade, so many people were only as good as they had to be socially accepted. Mm-hmm. Because I remember, like, even with the first Trump presidency, for example, I remember being terrified about, well, all kinds of stuff, but definitely about like gay rights and people mm-hmm. being like, oh, that's so silly. You're so like basically gaslighting me. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a big deal. He's not going to do all that stuff. Like, he just says all this thing, you know? And then you watch the more that he took power and the more quote unquote acceptable it was to say horrible shit, like mm-hmm. you started to really get to know people. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how many people were only as far my way as I thought they were because they realized that they couldn't get away with saying mm-hmm. more really right extreme views. And then you just see it in this avalanche of like, oh my God, who said like people I went to high school with or like mm-hmm. you see online and you just recognize, oh my God, you probably always were this way, but you just mm-hmm. couldn't say it. You probably said mm-hmm. that to your close friends. You probably said that to your in your quote unquote safe spaces where it was okay to be racist and whatever mm-hmm. else. And now I just feel like we are so far, like we are seeing the real people and like we can definitely call it evil because it is evil in nature, but it's also like, it's not this like amorphous, like, right. evil people. It's they're people who mm-hmm. don't give a fuck about anyone mm-hmm. but themselves or anyone that looks like them. Mm-hmm. And they are willing to sacrifice anybody else in order mm-hmm. to maintain what little power they have. And the craziest part is most of the time, it's like the elite stoking the fires of the lowest income people, you know, white people, let me be clear mm-hmm. what I'm talking about, to go against people who mm-hmm. actually they have more in common with. Mm-hmm. Like, if we stop dividing, like by race and just looked mm-hmm. at, like, hey, guess what? You people who are, not that I want to hang out with racists, but, like, people that mm-hmm. are so pissed off because of your circumstance, who caused that circumstance actually? Because it's not mm-hmm. minorities, it's not gay people, it's fucking capitalism, it's fucking classism, it's the elites. Like, mm-hmm. if they could open their fucking eyeballs and say, actually, we all have more in common than you ever will with them. They don't mm-hmm. give a fuck about you. And I think that's mm-hmm. what people are realizing now that they're killing white citizens. They killed a nurse who worked at the VA who had a licensed carry. Like, Alex mm-hmm. Preddy was a white man. And they killed him mm-hmm. for carrying. Like, so it's at your door. Mm-hmm. You're not safe. You are not safe. Your whiteness is not going to be enough. So when are we going to say, okay, hold on, I've aligned myself with the very people seeking to take away? Because when it comes to a power dynamic like that, when it comes to oppression, there has to be an oppressed for oppression to work. There has to be someone that they have power over. And if they get rid of everybody else, it's going to be you. You're never the mm-hmm. top. You will never be the top. Sorry.
No, everything you're saying is spot on. Yeah, well, and that's why I used to think that there was that common ground. I'm like, guys, come on. You realize, and you'll bring up all the fact, like, they'll be like, well, oh, thanks for defending murderers and rapists by being against ICE. Like, they'll be like, oh, yeah, really? They're protecting us from murder. I'm like, first off, fuck you. That 5-year-old in a Texas detention center.
The blue rabbit.
Yeah, is that who you're protecting us from? The mom, the people at the courthouse for their amnesty hearings, and it's when you present the fact, because also, yeah, anyone that's a fucking murderer and a rapist, fuck them. You know, right. I am not defending. I absolutely support going after them. They'll bring up Blake and Riley. All say, yeah, fuck the killer that killed her. That's horrific. Right. He got and that's the whole point. We are in support of trying those people. We are in support of that kind of shit. It's the families that aren't doing anything. The fact that people, undocumented people, they have commit crimes at the lowest rate of any group in America, right? If you actually care about that stuff, then fix the problems that are allowing the people committing the most heinous crimes to get away with it. Still, you don't actually care about, though. You're doing exactly what you just brought up. You want someone to hate because it's easy. Right. It's easy. Mm-hmm. It's a nice, simple way for you to feel better about the shit that you're going through in your own life without having to take any ownership over it. It's the same. Honestly, it's very similar from a structural standpoint to what you see with incels. Right. With the way they treat women. It's like instead of taking any accountability over why, because life sucks for most people. That's capitalism, baby.
Yeah.
Right? That is the reality, what you were bringing up as well. It's so many people, it sucks for so many people right now. That's the reality of the world right now.
Yes.
Because we are in a late stage capitalist shithole right now. And people want easy answers. They want an easy reason to understand why it's not their fault. Because also, it isn't your fault. It's a structural issue. Being poor is expensive. Being all these sort of things that are there. But it's not other poor people that are going to fix your life. It's not blaming women for being feminist. They're going to fix your life. It's not blaming Black people. It's not blaming before it was blaming Muslims. Now it's blaming Latinos. It's whoever group that they can other in order to justify why their life sucks. And that is sad.
It's like, speaking of incels, who the fuck do you think ICE is? Mm-hmm. Because like people want to act like they're straight up, they're just, they're law enforcement, which you and I have fucking talked about our thoughts on that's, but my point is, even if you thought that, like, mm-hmm. it's not that. Like, I think mm-hmm. there probably is some crossover, but we know how limited their training is. We know that their, like, recruitment, their mm-hmm. recruitment imagery was basically, like, Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. imagery, like, and like Stop the Flood. So they're recruiting people by already dehumanizing the group. I guess the flood is immigrants, but it's like the language they're using to bring these people in at this point, mm-hmm. they're asking for volunteers mm-hmm. to join ICE, okay? That's who they're giving a mask to, a gun to, and mm-hmm. unchecked power from what we've seen. From what we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen an ICE agent held accountable for anything thus far. Like, I personally haven't. And so it's like, these, like, people are like, well, just do what they say. People are dying. Mm-hmm. People are dying. Alex Brady did what they said. He was not resisting by anyone's account that was not the ICE agents. So it's like, these are, like, in what world should we submit to these type of people? In what world should those type of people have that access? Like, we need to think about that. We have given them completely unlimited access, and now you can't even see their face.
Mm-hmm.
No one, there's been so many, even like different officers have come out and said this, like there's a mayor that talked about it, but like the fact that they cover their face, like that's not good. Mm-hmm. Why do you think they're doing that? Who else does it? I don't know, the Proud Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Also, isn't that weird? We haven't seen much from the Proud Boys
Somebody said the one hate group that ICE has managed to eliminate is the Proud Boys because they all seem to be busy doing something else right now.
Yeah, it's so weird. Mm-hmm. It's so weird how crazy.
They just all of a sudden.
Yeah, and they have the same outfit basically.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's crazy that we'd be like, oh, you should just submit to, it's like every, at least there's training with other organizations. Like mm-hmm. this is the most power I've seen given to like the everyday person in an mm-hmm. organization with the least training.
Mm-hmm.
What, like, what do you mean you're just supposed mm-hmm. to, like they're mace, like they're going against like things that they don't even do in war.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no. What do you mean we should trust these guys?
Nobody can like with a straight face tell me that this is better. That like right now that what we're experiencing is somehow safer and better than what we're like. Everyone knows I don't like Joe Biden, but what I miss was how boring it was. Like, you know, because there was shit going on, but I felt like we had a chance to do something about it. Now right. I feel like for the next 20 years, we're going to be fighting to get back to the things to we were fighting against, like with during the Biden administration. During, it feels like we have gone so far backwards. Well,
and it's also like people are like, oh, well, this is because immigrants are taking our money or whatever. We're spending mm-hmm. so much. I'm like, have you seen ICE's budget?
Mm-hmm.
They're blowing through that. Well, hundreds of billions went into ICE?
I don't remember the exact, but it's a lot. It's absurd amount, yeah.
It's billions.
Yeah, have you seen, it's back to the whole, like, unreaching, being able to, have you ever seen the, that Necessary Conversation podcast? I think we talked about it before.
I hate that podcast.
I can't watch, I finally blocked it. Because if people have said in the comments too, but I don't think this conversation is necessary anymore, right? Like, it's like, it gave me a good glimpse of, like, the people that are just unbelievably, like, in the cult mentality. Right. But at a certain point, I'm like, no, I don't need to see this anymore. It just makes me mad.
ICE got an additional $85 billion on top of its normal funding mm-hmm. with the One Beautiful Bill.
It did get – the new funding got blocked. I know finally. Okay. Even the fuckers that have been voting all completely blind, the Democrats that mm-hmm. have been voting for it, and there were some Republicans finally came across for it. I think most of them had really shitty reasons for it. Yeah, it wasn't like they were like, yeah.
At this point, whatever.
Yeah, I don't care, whoever it is.
What's your favorite color? Fine, yeah. Whatever.
But as of, I think they're going to, my recent understanding is they're going to break apart the bill to fund other things and then hopefully not fund any more to them. They still have money. That's the issue. It's not like ICE is going to go away from this, but we need to do what right. we can to stop.
Yeah, point being billions, like mm-hmm. the amount of money going to do this with how effective it is, like mm-hmm. I can't imagine. Mm-hmm. And how, like, where that money could go. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's horrifying. To me, it's like boogeyman syndrome, where it's like, I need it mm-hmm. to be a boogeyman. I need my life to be ruined by the boogeyman. It's basically like everybody's met this. Let me just, this is a little bit of a tangent, but everybody's met that person who blames everything in their life on somebody else. And everything goes wrong for them. And you're like, dude, you need to take some accountability. Or girl, you need to take some accountability. And that is what we're seeing in mass, which is this mm-hmm. idea that, like, well, if, you know, if the gay people were just gone, life would be perfect. If people of color were gone, life would be perfect. Like, if women just submitted, life would be mm-hmm. perfect, because they don't want them gone because they want to use their bodies. But mm-hmm. It's like, at what point do you take up accountability? Because here's the deal. And, like, to your point of the necessary conversation, which at some point you're just platforming fucking hateful rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at mm-hmm. some point, I've heard it all. I don't need to hear it. Nobody's changing sides. And, like, mm-hmm. the more we platform these beliefs, the more we validate them by saying mm-hmm. they are worthy of having a platform. That's my opinion.
The only thing that I would say, at the very least, they do push back against it. I get sick of the people platforming them to just, like, you know, the Diary of a CEO and those ones that are like, oh, I'm going to ask questions and let mm-hmm. people make up their own decisions. No, if you're going to have somebody that brings on misinformation, if you're going to have, like, an anti-vax doctor come on, you have to have the faculties and the research background
right.
to challenge them to be like, no, 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 let's bring up what the research says so right. that you can't just be like, well, let's say, oh, that's an interesting perspective. I disagree, but, you know, thank you for sharing that with us. No, you right. have to have the ability to push back. That's the only reason I'm not like, fuck those people on Necessary Conversation. I understand what you're saying. I get it. Did you see, not to drop another bomb, did you see the new released Epstein files this morning?
What?
I cannot say it on this, or I'm afraid our podcast will get taken off the air. Go read them. It is, talking about, like, basically auctions that Epstein used to have at his resort with Trump involved, where, and they talk about people getting young people like disappearing into the golf courses, like, cause they were murdering some of these people. Robin Leach was mentioned as like literally strangling someone to death. And the, like, there's like,
what?
There's just, yeah, there's all of these things that came out just this
today?
Morning. Today?
Today. I've been saying, cause I'm like,
on Friday the 30th. Yeah.
They've been not, like, everyone's like, release them. Mm-hmm. You are ordered to release them and they're not. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like silent about it. Well, not. And
the only reason, the right. only reason I bring that up though is because it feels like they're doing this big push to distract from the horrific shit that is in. Like,
It's like, now it's both. Yeah. Now it's like, yeah. once, it's yeah. like, which one's distracting which?
Right. And it's like neither, and it's like as if one's better than the other, but it's, exactly. it's go, it, what it is, it's proven. Like, when I'm seeing this shit, it's like, It's not stuff that you didn't already suspect or know was going to be in there, but seeing it in writing was like, I would have trouble. I might cry if I say it out loud. Like, it's really bad. It is really bad. I knew it was happening.
Is it an investigation? What is the files are what though?
They
were, like what?
It's not. From they dropped where? 3 million. They dropped 3 million new files this morning.
From that were, like that like who
from,
wrote
from
them?
From the or? The from the F, from the FBI. It was from the tip. Like,
so what, the FBI. The four, it's their evidence. From
the one I saw was the tip line given to. It was like stuff about the from the tip lines to the FBI from people that were harmed by him, like stuff like interviews they'd done and stuff like that. And it's real bad. And it's like the connection between like, you go back 4 years ago and like, if or longer than that even, but like the Save the Children and like that whole, where they were willing to concoct these absurd, like made up things going on under the guise of protecting kids. And that those same people now, after seeing
literally
evidence of this, of what is going on, are like, well, you know, I guess we've moved on from that.
It's very valid. Like, there's almost nothing good to pull from this, but there's mm-hmm. validation in all the people who are like, this is, you're like, you're full of shit. Like, you're mm-hmm. not, you're a hypocrite. Because, you know, my community was getting totally attacked mm-hmm. by those Save the Children people. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, drag queens, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, whatever. And it's like, hey, actually, we're fucking aligned when it comes mm-hmm. to saving children. Mm-hmm. What was that guy's fucking name that, Tim Ballard? You know what mm-hmm. I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Tim Ballard? The one who did the Save the Children.
Oh, like, yeah.
What was it? But yeah. it ended up that he was actually doing mm-hmm. trafficking while pretending to save children. Mm-hmm. But he was trafficking a lot of women.
Right.
So it was like, he was a fucking con man the whole time. So there, it's like, you saw that stuff and you're like, listen, so you can come up with a fucking scheme about Hillary Clinton and a pizzeria basement mm-hmm. and they're trafficking children, which, don't get me wrong, clearly elites are trafficking children. That's not mm-hmm. my point. But you can come up with this stuff with no proof in the dark web, but you see a fucking photo of Donald Trump and Epstein. You know he's been to that island. You mm-hmm. know how close they were. There's documents. Like, there's so much evidence of their friendship. And you want to tell me, well, no, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be it. You can't be both people. Mm-hmm. You can't be mm-hmm. look into everything, but, oh, I will not look at it. I will not even look at these photos.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Just
a semblance of a backbone on anything. Like, you, do you believe? And it's like, you look at, like, all of us have been consistent, like, about mm-hmm. the things we, I have always, yeah. Child trafficking is bad. Yeah.
Yes.
That shit is terrible. That has never been, it's not like there was no big switch that happened on our side. We've always agreed that shit is bad. But then to where, like, I still think guns are bad, right? Sure. I'm still about, you know, more regulation and all that. That has not changed about my stance on those kind of things. But the reality is I'm aware of the laws in our Constitution, right? There's a difference between the stuff I want to see versus the stuff I'm aware of.
Right.
And It's just so fun. There's no, I don't even know what to do. Right.
It's literally the boogeyman shit though, because like, for instance, with the trafficking, and this actually, when Tim Ballard was doing his shit, people who actually worked in traffic, not traffickers, but like the people who
rescuing people,
rescuing people and people who were victims of it, they were like, hey, stop pushing this false narrative that it's like, it's going to be the Hollywood elites getting you in a van. Like, that's not what it looks like. It looks like adults, like people are trusting their children to adults. It's people they know. Like, it's in your community right fucking now. It's in your hometown. It's in your churches. You want to talk about freaking save the children? Get in your goddamn churches. Because statistically, that's where it's at. It is ever present in your local communities, but instead of doing any of addressing of that, which also, if you help out like people who are in poverty, you like when people aren't desperate, a lot of those things don't happen. Like so much of the worst things in life happen from desperation, happen from neglect. You know, a mom that has to work how many hours a day? Sometimes their child, like they are then more likely to have bad things happen to them because the mom is forced to work. You know what I mean? Like, it's like there's so many tangible fucking things to do to help against trafficking and harm to children. But all they want to do is ignore everything that they could actually tangibly do and talk about the boogeyman. And it's like, you could save children. You could literally be saving children right now. What are you doing? I'm not talking about getting on the internet. I'm not talking about forums. I'm not talking about conspiracy theorists. I'm talking about, what do you actively do in your day-to-day life? If they spent half the energy in the real world doing real things to help real people, imagine how much better this world would be. But no, they're not. They're not fucking doing it. And that's what kills me. That's what kills me. I'm like, I'm with you. Do something. If it's this, if you believe it, do something. Like, there's so many children in your community you could save. And you don't. The hypocrisy makes me fucking unhinged.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
so we're not well.
It is. I did an interview with Mark Kelly, Senator Mark Kelly, and it was before the stuff went down. So it was kind of a sillier, and I was like, I have it to post at some point, but I'm like, because I ask him, like, I do ask him a serious, but it was kind of sillier. And the reality, I think people don't realize, to get views on a video with a serious question, you have to package it in a way that people will watch. And so I start off the video. It was like, this is like a little preview. I was like, I'm here with Mark Kelly to figure out how to reach Gen Z. And I ask him like silly, like, Congress, bussin' or mid? Which I thought was funny. He's looking at me like, I don't know.
I don't know what those words mean.
Yeah. And then I ask him, you know, what can we do? And his main answer was just like, you know, the elections are good. And I do agree. The elections are, assuming we have midterms, that's going to be our, I do think that might be our final chance. Like if we don't get control of Congress away from it, to keep putting up those roadblocks to stop what's going on from a congressional standpoint, that's at the point where I think a lot of people have to start making plans about like, how do you escape amnesty and like getting out of the country? Because I do think that is, if possible, and that's such a privilege. It always goes back to like, who can even afford to do those sort of things? But it's like that. I do think it's a good answer. I had asked him more about like,
what the fuck are you doing? I feel like your voice is the loudest, like in the voting booth, like vote, fucking vote. Right. And the cards are on the fucking table at this point. We have seen how these motherfuckers vote. We have seen what they will stand for. We have seen the people who will bow down, kiss the ring, lick the boot. We fucking know. And hey, that's across the goddamn board. It's not just Republicans who are fucking caving to this regime. But right. now we know. And I feel like it's the clearest it's been. Like, for mm-hmm. me personally, like, I had illusions about our party. I don't anymore. And I feel like, fucking vote for the love mm-hmm. of God. There are so many mm-hmm. people that are like, well, I'm abstaining or whatever. For mm-hmm. the love of God, get in there. We don't have much. It won't fix everything, but at least we have something.
Yeah. It is the people. I think what's hurt people is, like, for years, it's always been like, this is the hyperbolic rhetoric surrounding voting is like, it makes people think, because that's how you get people to the polls. This is by far the most important election of our, and it's because that's been said before. It is. These midterms are the most important election of our lives, and maybe the most important that will ever. Obviously, up until the presidential election itself, but it is going to be, because the reality, and this is here a little hope core for people is like, because I do people have heard me talk about like my work at the ACLU and stuff. People don't. There's been a lot of the shit he says that has been blocked. Like the majority of what he's tried to do has been, like, the overwhelming majority of what he has tried to implement has been blocked. You don't hear about those things, though, because it's not interesting. Like, something not happening isn't a headline. It should be a bigger headline. We probably do need to do more to talk about this, but something not being implemented isn't fun to read. It's not going to generate a big headline for people to see. But when you hear him say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to overturn this, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And so that becomes the headline. And then you never hear about the fact that it never actually happened. And so I do think it's important for people to realize that the system is, it's on it's, you know, it's on like the spare tire right now. It is struggling, but it is actually stopping it from being so much worse than it could be right now. And so like that, it's like the election really is like, that's going to be the thing. If we ever want to get back to a place where we can like move back to the things that I care about, like I'm a leftist. I am full on like wanting to, you know, I want universal healthcare. I want all sorts of universal schooling. I believe in UBI. I believe in, you know, I believe housing is a human right. Like I have all of those things right now that I believe in and that I care strongly about. I know are not, that's not what we're going to be fighting over, because we're trying to vote on people not being shot in our streets right now. That's the reality of where we're at right now. And so I'm going to sound like a big Democratic shill for the next 6 months, because that's what we got to do to stop this shit. And actually for the next 2.5 years, probably. And that's just the reality of me being pragmatic and understanding that, you know, if that's what it takes, if it's really, it's, I think anyone saying that it's not going to change anything, that's the most privileged stance you can be in right now, because the reality is I, as a Californian, right, who has a good job and makes good money, am going to be the least harmed by a Trump presidency as it stands right now. Right. And these people that are in similar positions to me need to be fucking loud and use that privilege to call for this shit, because it's really easy for me to just lean back and be like, you know what, let's let it keep burning down. And that way we can come back and actually rebuild from the ashes, because I'm not going to be the one that's burned down. Right. My house isn't going to be the one that sits it's in ashes. And so I do think that is the stance I think we have to take, at least for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I agree. And I also, if that's like hope core, then I want to do like commiserating core. Just like, I just want to acknowledge, like, it's really fucking hard to go about your day to day right now. Like, mm-hmm. I cry throughout the day. I find it like so dystopian to be getting my daughter ready for school and making breakfast, and I happen to see an execution in in Minnesota. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to keep going.
Our bodies were not meant to be in this level of
cortisol and everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, I am not sleeping, but my point is like, I just want you to like, there are people that are also struggling. Like I, and like the people close to me, we're all struggling. Just like knowing it's not just you, and knowing that like, you know, content creators keep going, and there's many people mm-hmm. who haven't talked about it or won't talk about it. And again, it feels so weird. I'll have people like making skits, and then mm-hmm. then it'll be news about death, and like it's mm-hmm. it's a lot to process. And I just want people to know, like, we're with you. Like, we are. We're distraught, and we're scared, and you know, some days we're hopeful that we can make a change, and we're mm-hmm. all these different things. Sometimes we're in despair, but just like recognizing, like, we have power together. Like mm-hmm. we are much bigger than they will ever be. And while I don't have the answers for how we do everything, like, I do want us all to remember we're in this together. And mm-hmm. no matter what side, like, we all have more in common than the elites and the people in power ever will. And so it's like, I hope people fucking see the light of day and mm-hmm. stop this nonsense and stop choosing racism and sexism and homophobia and all this other shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just know that you're not alone as you're trying to process. And
your voice does matter too. Like hearing, like, you know how good it feels yourself probably when you find out someone you like or you interact with agrees with you, right? Mm-hmm. That knows how it, like, what you're feeling about. I would say one of the biggest benefits now, I've gotten to a level of like niche internet fame where I'm recognized a fair amount. But I know if someone recognizes me, I'm like, oh, okay. Well,
you're cool.
You still came up to me and said hi to me, knowing the shit that I say online. And so, that you can achieve that in your day-to-day life as well by just being open about stuff, by talking about stuff.
That's a good point, because like I'm very vocal in my personal – well, I'm vocal here mm-hmm. too, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, in my personal life, I am very vocal too. And like, I have had so many unexpected – definitely people I expected, but unexpected mm-hmm. DMs, messages, comments. It's a great way – being vocal – first of all, it's just necessary, important, and we need to be, right, in the current mm-hmm. regime. But it's also a really good way of finding your people. So mm-hmm. don't underestimate the power of using your voice. And also how many more relationships may be more like made available to you by mm-hmm. doing so. Cause I truly was so pleasantly surprised by like acquaintances or like people from the past who came forward and like reached out to me. Mm-hmm. It can be again, hope core, finding people who also, mm-hmm. also are seeing what you're seeing, believe their own eyes and want the best for their community. And that's all, I guess. And we love you. And
we love you all so much. Like, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah. We're also real people struggling. And we're hoping that hearing us kind of like rant to each other right now a little bit made you feel a little heard or seen, if you are also feeling what we're feeling right now. Because it is hard to feel like, what the fuck can we do? What else can... We're doing like, you know, like seeing the institutions that we thought were going to work, not work, is very difficult to process. And mm-hmm. we're only going to get through it together. So build that community, find those people that you can commiserate with. And we'll see you on here. That includes us. Yeah. And we'll see it. We'll see you in the future.
Yeah. Next week we'll be coming with the episode that was supposed to be today.
Right.
Because we also see the value in giving you like some respite from the world, mm-hmm. you know, from all this. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to make sure we came in this week to make it clear where we stand.
Mm-hmm. Not that I think anybody was surprised by
it. I know, but I needed to vent about it or more again all day.
Yeah.
All right, friends. Well, we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.